When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Forever! Dog!
Sometimes a school is incredible and you can't quite explain it, so you try. Is Hampton High?
Hello, you're listening to Hampton High, the podcast that asks the question, what about WTF with Mark Maron, but for my school? I'm your host, Hampton McKelvey. I'm a junior, and I'm talking to Rockville Prep's most interesting students, staff, and all the above. Rockville Prep, go skunks! Hello, everyone. It's still early the new year. We're so excited to be back. You know, summer was still cool. I'm so excited to get back on, you know, the podcast train. Like, I think next summer I do want to find a way to do this during the summer somehow, if, like, my dad will give me free time or any time at fucking all, you know? So we'll see how that goes, but, like, I guess what I'm trying to say right now is I'm grateful to all you guys who are still listening, grateful to all you guys and girls, so yeah, I can learn something too. I'm grateful to all you guys and girls who, like, went to the backlogs over the summer, like, people reached out, meant so much, But we're here and things are so exciting in the school year. Like, I know I love the new school year. I know I talked about that last episode, but, like, I'm still, like, excited about, like, pencils, you know, like having new pencils and shit and, like, multicolored pencils and pens and stuff. Like, and that's, like, I don't know. It's still, like, exciting to me, you know, like in a fresh notebook and stuff. I'm such a nerd sometimes, for sure, which you wouldn't expect. But before we get into our interview, which I'm, like, really excited about, because it's, like, it's one, like, You guys are all gonna like it. But before I get into it, I just want to talk about one thing that has been happening at school recently. Where, like, the quote unquote Ben's liberal locker situation, where I don't know, I guess, if you know this, but Ben is a sophomore, and he, like, he puts all these, like, anti-Trump political cartoons on the front of his locker, and he labeled the locker Ben's liberal locker. Do you know what I mean? You guys have seen it, because, like, there was an art letter in the paper about it. There was a, like, people have been talking about it. And just to give my two cents, like, yeah, dude, like, fuck Trump for sure. Like, I do not like the guy 100%. Like, I think he is a scumbag. But, like, this is a school, and, like, the school has to be apolitical if you want any kind of, like, reasonable, like, dialogue to happen, you know? Because, like, you know, I do think that, like, politics are, you know, are really, really valuable and important. So, like, I think being, like, fair to, like, opposite perspectives is cool. Like, a lot of those political cartoons are, like, not even funny, just, like, sort of, like, mean, you know? And, like, once again, cool being mean to Trump, but, like, if we're in a school, like, sanctioned situation, which, like, a locker is, like, a school thing, like a Rockville Prep thing, like, you don't own a locker, you sort of, like, lease out the locker by, like, your parents paying for the school, you know? Like, that's, they have the right to, like, to stop that liberal locker thing. So that's, like, and so people give a lot of back and forth and saying, like, oh, like, if you try to take it down, like, you are being, like a fascist, which, like, I don't know. I don't, like, agree with that. I just think that's sort of, like, I think free dialogue is important for sure. But, like, a school is a school, and you can literally write on your Twitter or your blog whatever you fucking want, while in school, but not in, like, a school situation, right? That's just my own two cents about it. And I think, Ben, I haven't really met you yet. You seem like a cool dude, but that's my two cents. And if you want to talk about it, that's my two cents. My two cents have been put in the coin and machine, and, like, I need, you know, 48 more cents to get a bag of chips. I'm really excited to have our guest here. He's a really cool dude. This is actually Miss Park's boyfriend. So he's not a teacher here, but he did go to school here.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Yeah. This is TJ McCormick, man.
Hey, Hampton. Hi.
Hey, dude.
Hi. Hampton. Hi. That's your
cool, dude.
That's the name of your podcast.
Yeah, man. Dude. Yeah.
Dude. That's so cool. And I so agree with what you were saying about the politics in the school. You know,
it's thanks.
Like, it's like you can believe whatever you want, but this is a space for people to learn without seeing a picture of, like, like I, it was like Trump as like a dumpster.
Yeah, yeah.
And it says like Trumpster.
Yeah, stuff like that. It's, you like, know, like I'm so down with dialogue. Like, and if you print out like a blog post of like a thoughtful commentary, maybe it'd be more for that. You know, but political cartoons in and of themselves are sort of like crass. You know,
right. And you know, I was on the debate team, and we always learned like you know, when you start your debate, it's almost like you start with like a pre-buttle where you try to take the other person's side and kind of understand what they're saying, as opposed to saying like you're a trash person right off the bat.
That's so cool, dude.
So I really appreciate that you are getting that.
Yeah, thanks, dude. Yeah. That's like so cool. So you went here and were like, when did you graduate?
Yes. Oh, I graduated 2004.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're old, dude.
I know, man. I know. I'm looking around. I'm like, whoa, where's like, those are like new bleachers.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Oh, for sure. Oh, are they new?
Yeah.
That's crazy because they've been here since freshman year. So like, I can't imagine a difference.
Man, no way.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you're what? You're a junior.
I'm a junior. Yeah.
You're a junior. So like, those have been there for,
you know,
two years.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, or probably more, to be honest.
It's been forever.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Dude, thank you. It's cool to have like, I don't know, it's cool to have someone here who like is cool about the school, who like isn't involved in, you know, because you're not involved in school. Like,
oh, no. I haven't been here in a while, but everything's kind of the same,
yeah,
but kind of different.
Yeah, sure.
But I wish I had had this, what you're doing now, when I went here, you know?
Nah, it's
kind of like a document these, like,
yeah,
these are special. This is a special time for you, I'm sure.
Yes, for sure. A special time and place, yeah.
It's a special place, too.
Yeah, dude. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Rockville, man.
I know.
There's really nothing like it.
I know, like DC, a stone throw away. Like, yeah, Maryland, you know, Maryland's a crazy state, too. Like,
oh, yeah. Maryland's the best, man. I've been all over, too.
I've been all over.
Where have you been? You know, I went to school on the West Coast.
No fucking way.
Yeah, man. It is warm out there.
Yeah, for sure.
I miss the seasons, let me tell you.
Yeah.
You know?
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah, it's like I brought all these jackets, and then it's like, you don't need them.
That's awesome, man.
Trade them for board shorts.
Yeah. Can you can surf and stuff? And
No, but I know a lot of people who did.
That is so cool, dude.
Which is, yeah.
So I guess, like, just to let everyone know, like, so you are Miss Park's boyfriend, and like, so I heard about you because Miss
Sarah.
Yeah. Oh,
she likes it when I call her Sarah. She doesn't want me to call her Miss Park.
For sure.
That's what you guys call
her. No, I'll call her,
because I'm not like one of you. I'm an adult.
You're a big boy. An adult. Growing up. Yeah.
Yes.
But so you Miss Park, and Miss Park brought you. So the way this started was like, Miss Park brought you up in math class one time, where she was like, oh, you know, my boyfriend works for like Congress people. And
sure.
I was like, so already in the back of my head, I was like, oh, that's like so cool. So I already like thought you were a cool guy from just like hearing Miss Park talk about you.
Oh, man.
And then they bumped into you in the Chipotle, Miss Park. And then you said like, oh, I actually used to go to Rockville Prep. And then I was like, that's crazy. And then like, you were, I don't know, I felt like you were being really cool to me in person. So
I'm a fan of the show, so how could I not?
Shut up, dude.
You know? Oh, for real, man. Okay. You know, it's like I check out the Rockville Record every once in a while to just like, that's how I was kind of like, you know, checking out to see what's up. But now that you're around with this show, it's like I can really like.
You still read the Rockville Record?
I mean, I don't read it. I don't read it. Regular,
for sure. But like,
you know, but sometimes, like, you know, if she's comes home and there's like a one in
for sure
stuff,
yeah,
you know, like in her bag with all the papers she's grading,
yeah, for sure. That's,
I'll take a glance, you know.
You see it like popping out, and
I'll
like,
see it. I'll see like kind of the corner. I'll be like, is that the skunk? Is that a skunk on the corner? I'll pull it out, and I'll like, you know, skim through it and see what's up, and you know. Take a look at the new crop of freshmen or whatever. See if it's all the same. And it's the same, but it's like different.
Different, yeah, for sure. I imagine, dude. That's so fucking cool, man.
Yeah.
Okay, so like, what did you do when you were here? Like, what was your?
Oh man, I did a little of everything. I'm not gonna say like I'm like a legend or whatever, but you know, there's my name is like on some plaques on the wall.
Oh, really?
You know? Yeah. I've got you know, at least one state championship baseball trophy that's got my name on it. Yeah. In that hallway out there.
Oh, in the trophy hallway?
Yeah.
You're in one of those?
Yeah.
Oh,
I got
dude.
That. And I did debate for a little bit.
Nice.
So there's like a plaque out there that's got like my name.
Wait, you were the victory season of debate?
Yes.
Dude.
Yeah, man.
Because so, there's not many victory seasons. Right. Well, debate,
and
yeah.
That, yeah, of course not. I mean, you know, that's one of the reasons I got into politics and doing that kind of thing.
I love politics.
Becoming like a assistant or a speechwriter. You know, I do. I won't say like, you know, I'm the speechwriter, but like I do a lot of like punch up. You know, it's, sometimes it's tacky to say like what you did for each speech,
for sure.
But I'm all over those. All over, you know, all over Representative Sanchez, all of his speeches.
I'm a big political junkie, but like, I only know like the big guys.
Oh,
but, like,
sure.
But is he like, which, I mean, I probably do know him.
You know,
I probably know him. Yeah.
He's, yeah. I mean, oh, you know, Sanchez.
Yeah, I know Bill Sanchez. That's so cool,
know,
dude.
I won't say like I totally agree with everything, you know, but like you were saying, like, you know, this is a space where I don't want to like taint the fragile minds of your listeners into some sort of political view or something.
No, like I mean, I think that's really cool and like stand up worthy and that's a really stand up thing to do, and that's cool.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Thanks, Hampton. That's so cool, man. Do they still have that shelf with in the pottery room? Do they still have that? There's a high shelf, and there's kind of a vase I think that I made that is actually like still in there.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
I mean, there's a few. I mean, because I feel like in the pottery room, it's like there's a bunch of old stuff, a bunch of like
Silly. Yeah, that's such a non-specific question. Is that vase still in the pottery room?
Maybe. I don't know. Those all sort of like run together for me. Yeah. I mean, I like pottery for sure, but like I just, you know, they sort of
maybe I don't know when this is done or something. You could take me in there and I could take a look just to check it out.
Yeah,
just because like, you know, I feel weird like walking around alone school.
That's fine. I mean,
because I'm just like a man now.
Well, you know what we can do, you know what, I'm gonna get some of these. Okay, let's take a quick break. Okay, so first of all, that was awesome. That was really cool. So I think what we can actually do is like, I think we can like take some of these microphones and like I think I can take you around the school. Do you think? Is that work for you?
Yeah, that would actually be really great.
Yeah, because like if you have all this stuff, like we should check it out.
Yeah, no, I mean I would love to just kind of like a trip down, you know, because I'm so disconnected from the school.
For sure,
now.
I mean you have
like
to
I'm
be.
Like, you know, I'm dating Sarah, but like,
yeah,
I just hear stuff. And
yeah,
check out the newspaper every once in a while and listen to your show, but I don't really know anything that's going on for real.
How'd you meet Miss Park again? Oh, let me do this back. Let's do this back on the air. Sorry. Back on the air. How'd you meet Miss Park?
Oh, Sarah. Well, actually, what's funny is like a couple years ago, you know, I've bounced around from a couple like congressmen's and, you know, it's congressmen, not congressmans.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and congresswomen.
Congresswomen. No, congress people. See, even I'm learning still.
Exactly. You know it's a new era and you have to be careful about your language.
Right.
I understand but lament.
But, you know, I went through a time I was like not sure what I was doing because like I was an archaeology major. You know?
Oh, fuck.
And like I had studied like different cultures and, you know, the objects of these cultures and like... understanding who they were in their place. And I was kind of, after that, I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. Ended up back here because I was like, you understand, like being in the DC area, Maryland, it's the best. You can't beat it at all.
You can't beat it.
So once I came back here, I was like, you know, looking for work. I checked out LinkedIn a little bit.
Yeah.
And so I was on there and I just, I was kind of browsing there through people who work at Rockville.
Yeah.
Not necessarily work here. You know, I didn't really want to work here.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just kind of, and I saw, you know, I just sent Sarah a message just to kind of like ask her what was going on. And we kind of hit it off. Like, you know, you're a kid, so I don't want to like get in too much of the details of like the conversation. But we really hit it off on there. You know, I didn't hire her. We didn't have a professional relationship. But we started dating pretty fast, and she's cool, and like, you know, she's a math teacher, but she's like really fun.
She
don't
is.
You think?
Yeah, I do think that.
I bet she's a fun teacher.
Yeah, yeah. No, she's really cool, and she's showed me that like math can be cool.
Cool, you know, and
like,
fun, right?
I actually, like, you're gonna make fun of me for this, but like I actually think like geometry is like super fascinating.
Proofs?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard, like, but like, it's like a novel, but for numbers.
Yeah,
know?
And, but like, it's also like you're like a detective.
Yes, like, yes,
yeah,
dude.
Like, yeah. It's like that's the way that like I think of Sarah. She's like teaching people how to be like a shape detective.
Yes, dude.
That's so cool.
That's so cool, dude. Yeah.
She's really special.
And she's a cool teacher.
And
like,
this whole place is really special.
This whole place is like fucking the best place in the world. It's why I did this podcast, because I think once people see and hear what like this school has to offer, like the world, I do think can change.
Man, I wish this was around when I was your age. If we were in the same class, if there was like a podcast when I was doing this.
I just feel like if it was, like, it probably would have been like you doing it, because like sort of like you and I are like,
I mean,
you
I'm
know
weird.
Like I feel like you I mean if I can say it, is that like lame, like I feel
no,
like you would
no,
have been the guy
no
to...
I totally would have wanted, yeah, I totally would have done that. I just wish I had a record of like every week at school.
Yeah, I know, right? Because like it's cool. So here's the idea that I had. Let's walk around and like I'm gonna get some microphones to walk around. You can look at the trophies. You can show stuff. Maybe you say hi to Miss Park through their, you know, window.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I could probably show you some stuff, and you can show me stuff too. Because there's less different, but it's like the same.
Perfect. I'm gonna get some mics so we can walk around with.
Okay, great.
Okay, we have these microphones here. I'm back with Mr. McCormick. TJ. You're not my teacher.
Mister.
Sorry. Oh. So we got handheld mics, and we're just sort of walking around the school, and. Yeah.
It's like the same, but it's like different.
Yeah, I know. This is the art wall where like all the kids from the art classes put like.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So that's a, like.
Wow.
You can see like that's like a Batman. I don't know if
like,
it's Batman.
There's
it's
a lot
so
more
cool.
like Photoshop and like, computer stuff.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of like. Yeah, because like this looks like a photograph, but it's actually not. I know the guy who made that, Kobe.
Wait.
Yeah.
Oh wait, can we turn around this corner really fast?
Yeah, like, sure. What's this?
Here's one? The trophies.
Oh yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Wait, first, Miss Park is right here, so let's tap on the
door. Oh yeah. Oh
yeah. So I'm gonna.
Hey Sarah.
Hey.
Hi.
She. Oh my God. Did she know you were here?
No, she didn't know.
Okay, let's go.
She looks a little.
Okay, let's go. Oh my God.
That's so cool.
That's so, sorry. I didn't mean to get you in trouble, dude.
No, it's okay.
That's fine. Okay, let's go to the actually made a new auditorium. So like, let's, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It looks great, man.
Yeah. Sure. That's it's really new. You can tell there's more speakers up that way.
Yeah,
like those
yeah.
speakers are pretty new, and like there's actually
totally.
In the theater there's like a drop. There's like a thing that like can drop down,
wow.
which is crazy when
wow,
you look at it.
Wow,
yeah.
Wow. And the trophies are still in the same spot.
Oh yeah, sure.
Right?
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I forgot.
Yeah,
about
no,
that. Yeah.
No, it's cool.
Yeah,
it's cool.
Let's check it out.
Yeah.
Wow. So,
here it is, man. Here it is.
Dang, dude.
This baseball trophy.
Wow.
Look at that little man on there.
Yeah, and
that's
your
name. It's like me. And there's my name.
Yeah, man. Cool.
Hold on. Let me get a closer look at it. I'm going to open the case.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, put this in your bag. Open your bag.
The trophy.
Open your bag. I'm going to put the trophy in.
Oh, it's a school.
No, yeah, but... It's cool, man.
It's a school's trophy.
You know, you know.
I can take a picture of you with it.
No. It's cool, man. It's got my name on it. It's mine. And listen, like, you have this podcast to, like, you know, kind of a record of everything that's going on. And like you said, like, if I were, if I were around, I would be doing the podcast too. So
yeah,
it's almost like you would be doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
If that were the case, too. So
Sure.
Just put it in there for now.
Yeah, okay.
Sure. Close the case right now.
Okay.
Oh, there's the debate plaque, too. That's got my name on it. Hold on.
I don't. That's a good.
I want to pull this off. Okay, bye. All right, close your bag.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, oh, man, this is so cool. Thank you so much. This is.
Yeah. Let's go back. Let's go back to the
regular
room.
It was a cool auditorium. Cool auditorium.
Yeah, man. Maybe enough walking around.
No. You know what? I need you to do me a favor really fast, okay? I'm going to take your back. I'm going to give it back, okay? I'm going to take your back, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to meet you. You know the park like on 31st Street?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like just around the corner.
Yeah. I need you to go into the pottery room, okay? On that top shelf. It's the blue and white vase.
All right.
Oh, the
you'll
the
see
party.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay, it's got like a really long top. Really long top. Yeah. It's almost like triangular, but it's blue and white.
Okay.
Stripes. I need you to grab that and meet me in that park, okay? I just need you to run in and grab this pot. That's it.
Okay.
That's it. Okay. And I'll meet you in that park, okay?
Yeah.
Over by the dumpster, not the Trumpster, remember?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But meet me there. Okay.
Yeah, sure. Thanks.
All right. So I'll see you in like 15 minutes.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Hey. Hey. Yeah, I forgot my pencil. Here. Yeah, it's a new pencil. I just sharpened it and everything, so I just wanted to, I didn't want to sharpen a new one until I... Yeah, it's back here. So. Hey, Mr. McCorm. I mean, TJ, yeah. Hey, here it is, here it is. Here you go. That's a fire?
Don't worry about it.
Why'd you start a fire? This isn't a fire pit, man.
Don't worry. No, it's fine. I don't have the permit, so don't tell anyone, but I need that. Give me the pot.
It's here. What do you do?
Yes. That's everything I need.
The trophies are... Why are there trophies? Why are you burning
baseball
the trophies?
Baseball uniform.
TJ, what are you doing?
This is perfect.
TJ, what are you doing?
Don't be afraid, Hampton. I know you think that I'm a cool guy. Worldly. You know, I went to the West Coast for college. But I found that in all my travels that nothing could ever touch my days here at Rockville. Nothing could ever touch my time at this place. And I learned when I studied archaeology in college that objects have power. They're powerful, and they are imbued with the glory of their creators and their owners. I've learned it from the Mayans and the Indians. I mean, the Native Americans.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And so, that's why I keep finding myself back here. Rockville! It's glorious, but it is a curse. What am I doing on LinkedIn at the middle of the night? I'm going through my girlfriend's documents to look at the Rockville record. I have to destroy all of the objects. Everything that was mine from Rockville, so I can be free. It's the only way for me to move on. The only way for me to move on is to destroy my former glory.
What the fuck are you talking about, dude? That's insane.
It's not insane, Hampton. I'm not insane. You see it. Look into my eyes. You see it. I'm not insane. I'm you. Oh, you laugh.
I'm not like you.
You are just like me.
I'm not like you!
You're exactly Mike! Wait 10 years, Hampton! Wait 10 years! You think after you graduate this, you'll move on. You'll travel the world. You'll go to the West Coast. You'll go to Peru. You'll do ayahuasca. You'll do all of it. You'll visit the Mayan temples. You'll visit the Cambodian temples. All of it! And you'll find yourself back here.
No. I won't.
Yes, you will.
I'm gonna go to Georgetown in the area. I'm gonna major in English. Any traveling I'm gonna do is through the page. I'm not gonna be like you. I'll never be like you.
No!
Look, I got a swell water bottle, all right? I can put this all out right now, all right?
Don't you dare. Don't you dare. I need this. I need this!
Fuck. TJ, I'm gonna walk away. I was never here.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you a gift. And the gift is I'm gonna pretend this never happened. And you do me a favor.
Yeah.
And you say I never met you.
You know what, Hampton? I will. I will. I will disavow this day.
Good.
But mark my words. 10-15 years from now, I'll see you here. I'll see you here with the copies of the Rockville record that say your name, with the original tapes of your podcasts.
It's cold. How's it cold next to a fire?
The Letterman's jacket that you might earn. With all of it.
Fuck you.
This place. You know, Hampton, you're in it. It's important to you, right? It gets inside of you. Well, it doesn't leave. It sticks with you, inside of you. Like a memory that won't go away. Like a parasite that eats you from within, and as much as you try to leave, it stays in there.
Let go, you're hurting me.
Tell Sarah that, I don't know, my dad got sick or something, okay, and I had to leave.
Bro code. Hey guys, thanks for listening to the episode. I know it was intense, and I thought about, you know, putting it away because, like, there is some, like, legal stuff there, but because he sort of, like, cursed me or, like, foretold my future, I just think, like, I wanted to be accountable to you guys and myself and be like, yeah, that's out there, so I can sort of, like, play with that as I will in terms of, like, my own destiny and the way you perceive me as well. So just, like, total accountability. I'm that kind of guy, and I believe that, you know, if something happens, then we'll know about it here. You know, I'm not superstitious, but, you know, I believe the stuff older people tell me for sure. If you're older, I believe you. Also, just want to say, like, thank you, TJ, for being on and for being so open, because, like, he was very open and honest and, like, clearly a total political professional. Like, he was holding that handheld microphone the whole fucking time when he was, like, burning that fire stuff. So I was like, I wouldn't have had that audio if it wasn't for that. So, like, I have to, like, shout outs to him. Like, he's a professional. No matter what you think, that dude does his job. So, thank you guys for listening, and I'll see you at the next episode of Hampton High.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.